Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for April 8th, 2024. So there's really no news out today, but I'm having a lot of comments from people down below saying, Dan, on no news days, can you explain just some basic things about the market? So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm not going to go over these rates every day with you guys because I'll post them, I'll show them up here, and then I'll show you the direction that they're taking. But the whole concept behind this is we're trying to figure out why they're going up like they did the other day and why they might be coming down and so forth. So without further ado, let's get over to it. You see, mortgage rates, they took a little bit of an uptick the other day, but today there's really no economic news. There's really no economic news out this week other than Wednesday, and then that's when the CPI number comes in. Inflation numbers that I really pay close attention to, we got that coming in on Wednesday, and then you have the PPI, producer inflation, coming in on Friday. So just remember it this way. When you see the C in front of PI, that means consumer inflation. When you see the P in front of the PI, that means producer inflation. So that's coming out on Wednesday and Thursday this week. We'll take a close look at those on those days. But what are we looking at this week? Well, basically all eyes are going to be on the inflation front. That and there's earnings season starting out, Q1 earnings season. And most of the banks, or some of the banks, are coming in this week with earnings seasons. But last week we saw the employment numbers came in a little bit better. Well, I'll say, I guess a lot better than expected. What happened to the markets? We see the Dow Jones dropped over 900 points and basically everything else fell with it because everything right now is Fed driven. And what I mean by that is everything's Fed driven in the point that they want, or investors are looking for, interest rates to be dropping. Okay, so the housing market, they're anticipating how the mortgage rates to drop. The economy, the stock market, the bond market, everything else is anticipating the Federal Reserve to pivot and move down rates. That's what everybody's waiting for right now. However, you have to pay attention to the context that you read, because some people will come out and say, well, you know, here's one Fed official, she's saying that they're never going to cut rates ever. And then you have others coming back and saying they're going to cut rates. So I want to pay special close attention to Federal Governor Bowman. Bowman, she's been in the Federal Reserve, or sits on the Federal Reserve since 2018, I think it was, and she's always on what they call the hawkish side. Now, the hawkish side means they sit back and they're always thinking, well, let's raise rates. Well, the others, which we consider dovish, come in and they say, okay, well, we could probably reduce rates. So a comment made by her Friday, especially when the jobs number came out, let's take a little bit of a dissect into Federal Chairman Bowles, not chairman, but she's a governor, Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman. Now, she writes in here saying, increase the policy rate further should progressive, if inflation continues to stick where it is or ticks higher. Well, most people are in the same boat. They're like, okay, if inflation starts to tick higher, we can either do one of two things. We're not going to pivot, meaning reduce rates. We're going to keep rates the way they are, or maybe raise rates. Okay. So she's saying, well, we might have to do one of those if the economy still keeps a tick up in an inflation front. So here's where it says, since 2018, her comments have always been on the hawkish side, meaning she's always in favor of rate increases. So that's the one context you need to take into consideration. What Federal Reserve official is actually speaking and what they're telling us about the market? But this is what the Federal Reserve has told us at the first meeting that they had in 2024. What they did in 2024 at the first meeting, they put together what's called the dot plot. Okay, the dot plot's right on your screen. This is where Fed officials, federal governors, sit there and they put a dot where they expect interest rates to be. Here's the chart. So in 2024, here's where we are. All right, where the federal funds rate is today is right through here, 5.25 to 5.5. So we're right through there. So there's two Fed officials saying we're going to stay there throughout 2024. Well, there's two that said that we're going to drop rates once. There's a whole slew of them that says we're going to drop rates two times. And then the majority of them are saying they're going to drop rates three times. So this is what it's telling us. Okay, then you skip over to 2025. There's still that outliner right here. Who is this? Is this Bowman? Is she saying, well, even in 2025, we're not going to cut rates? Even in 2026, we might have one, maybe two rate cuts by then, or the majority of them have us down through here. So you have to look at this. This is the Federal Reserve officials. They don't even agree on how many rate cuts there should be this year, and they sit on the Federal Reserve. So I just give you my context of where the data is kind of taking us. Right now, we have a good manufacturing industry. We have good job numbers. We have wage growth. That's completely bad when it comes to to the economy and when it comes to the inflation numbers, okay? So how's this being treated today? Really no economic news coming out today. Let's see what the markets are doing. Well, this is bad, okay? What you're seeing right up through here, the MBS market, you see the 30-year MBS, it's saying it's down 15. What does that mean? Well, the MBS market is mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street that's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So when the bond price is down 15 ticks, which you're seeing right up through there, that means yields are going up. There's a yin-yang effect. Prices go down, rates go up. So we'd love when the prices go up. Let's take a one-month chart at this thing. What's the one-month look like? It's basically flat. Let's go to a three-month. Let's see where we've been so far this year. Kind of flat. If you just go to a five-day chart, kind of all over the board as well. So there's really uncertainties in the market, and that's really starting to confuse investors. So the Federal Reserve keeps coming out saying, we're going to be data dependent. As it comes in, we're going to make policy. It's kind of a tough thing to do, completely looking in the rearview mirror to make all your economic decisions, because it's not giving the markets actually any substance to grab onto to give them a direct guidance on what to expect from the Federal Reserve. So that's what we're trying to compute on a daily basis to figure out how, you know, which where you guys can expect mortgage rates to go, because that's part of house affordability. I don't know what's going on with home prices, especially in the area you live. I don't live there, but I want you, what I want to teach you guys is how you can look into mortgage programs, different interest rates that might help you get into this market. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. What makes me a little unique than most people out there is I work at a bank. I work at a bank right outside of Chicago. However, that bank is also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. So we're set up with over 70 different lenders to help you guys navigate this market. One application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loans to over 70 different banks and lenders out there to see, can we get you a better rate, maybe better fees than you're getting? So what we do on this channel is you put in your application, and you can start that right up there above. It says apply now. But what we wanted to explain to you guys too is there's a lot of grant programs out there. You might be out there and you're like, Dan, I got the income coming in to make my payments. I got great credit. I just can't save money with inflation and the price of things the way they are right now. I can't save money. Well, we might have a solution for you. Go to therateupdate.com and hit the grant finder right here. It's going to help you find grants of up to $10,000 to see if you qualify for that. And if you're just trying to kick the tires right now and see, you know, I'd love to buy a house in 2024. I just don't know what to do. We can help you by putting in an application. We're going to help you educate you guys on credit scores, the different mortgage programs you're going to qualify for. We even have a service that can help align you guys with a realtor in your area instead of going out to realtor.com and all these other places and just taking a crapshoot on your, you know, getting a good realtor. We can help you with that as well. So go to therateupdate.com. Here's everything you need to know from us. Step one, hit the apply now button right up there. You're going to see there right up in the corner. That'll get you started. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. I will be back in my office tomorrow to be back to usual with my daily reports. And also, if you've been reaching out to me over the last couple days, I've been out of the office celebrating my 35th anniversary with my wife down in Florida, heading back there to, home today. So I'll be back in my office first thing tomorrow morning. So if you've been trying to reach out to me, I promise you I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow's video. Bye-bye.